You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to hear the true, never-before-told tale of how I went from having routine, uncontrolled anxiety attacks, fetal position, gasping for air, sobbing, the whole nine, to not having them at all for the past 4 years. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. The other night I was out to dinner with 5 other people on a lovely 3-way double date. As we did the sit-down shuffle, you know, do we sit across from our boyfriend, next to, which couple gets separated, who gets the booth, and who's stuck in the chairs, that whole thing. I saw one of the couples handling a blue pill between them. Once we all finally got situated, I saw this blue pill just resting on the guy's phone, I assume waiting to be taken when our sparkling still or tap water was poured. Now, let me first just preface by saying that calling myself blunt would be a massive understatement. I'm blunt. Really blunt. More blunt than, I don't know, James Blunt? It's not that I have no filter. I mean, that's not it at all, actually. It's just that I guess I just assume that everyone is as open to talking about everything as I am. I'm an open book, really, and I guess that I just think everyone else is an open book too, although many times they're actually a locked diary or a snapped journal or a password-protected Word document. So, naturally, I asked the pill guy's girlfriend what that blue pill was. Not like that's personal or anything. She said Klonopin. And because I don't know even the slightest thing about prescription pills, I had no idea what it was. So I obviously then asked, what for? And she said, anxiety. Now, 2 things about this were completely shocking to me. First, that he could be anxious. We had just spent a perfect day sipping wine under the sun with our dogs at a vineyard. But even more shocking to me was how open he or they were about him struggling with anxiety. I mean, she didn't like whisper to me, it's for anxiety, nor did he make taking the pill a secretive activity. So as I'm processing all this, I say, wow, I never would have thought he gets anxiety. To which the gal said, oh my God, he's bad, but I'm even worse. And then the other girl says, oh no, my anxiety couldn't be worse. I need Lexapro every day. Again, I have no idea what Lexapro is, but clearly it's another prescription for anxiety, right? I was shocked. 50% of my table was openly, no biggie, admitting that they struggled daily with anxiety. This brought me back to when I used to struggle with it, like big time, like full-blown anxiety attacks a lot, like zero control over spiraling out of control. Like just permanently teetering on the line of calm versus crazy. And that today feels like a distant memory, like a lifetime ago, even though it was really only about 4 years ago. But I know that back when my anxiety did consume me, I would walk around the world feeling like I was the only one who struggled with this, the only one who just broke down like a helpless person suffocating and crying on the floor, who didn't at all feel like herself nor in control of herself. I just remember so vividly thinking that I was completely alone in this nightmare. And now to know that 50% of these normal, cool people sitting around me lived their own version of this nightmare was mind-blowing and really sad. So I wanted to share with you, not them, unless they're listening, just doing this over sake that night wouldn't exactly have been appropriate. And even me, Miss Blunt, knows that. I wanted to share how I quit having panic attacks and stopped living with an insurmountable amount of anxiety. And spoiler, it has nothing to do with prescription pills, although I was prescribed Ativan, which I got out of here. I'm obviously no doctor or psychiatrist, so the following is entirely based on my own experience. But let me just say that the following literally changed my life. No, not the show with Kevin Bacon, the following. The following actions completely axed my regular anxiety attacks, made me a generally much less anxious person, and still helped me fight anxiety when it tries to be an ass and creep in today. Okay, so number one, first, I realized that I was in control of my anxiety attacks, not the other way around. What I'm about to say might sound completely nuts, but it completely worked for me, so please have an open mind, okay? How I found out that I ran the Talia Anxiety Show was when I went to a website called stick.com. That's stick with two Ks, just to really stick the whole stick thing. Stick.com is a site where you select a specific goal that you want to achieve over a measured amount of time, and you choose a monetary consequence for not achieving that goal. I called my goal no crying for no reason. I set a period of 4 weeks, and I said that I'd pay a terrible organization, one that I would definitely not want to support, to give me even more incentive to not fail at my goal, $10 for each week I didn't accomplish my goal. I chose an anti-gay organization because I knew I couldn't bear the thought of giving them money, but I had to plug in my credit card info to make sure it happened if I didn't achieve my goal. Oh, and I signed my boyfriend up to be my quote-unquote referee, who would have to approve my weekly check-ins to make sure I wasn't BSing. I kid you not that in these 4 weeks, I had zero cries for no reason. Zero. But I'd be kidding if I said I didn't almost have some. But here's the thing, because I was so incentivized to not fail, because I had both money on the line and pride, I didn't want my boyfriend to have to sign off on me failing on something he too really wanted to see me overcome. I fought myself when the anxiety came. Literally, in those moments where I would normally just launch into my routine anxiety attack, I would say to myself things like, is it really worth it? Do you really need to have an anxiety attack right now? Can you fight it? Can you stop it? Let's fight it. Let's not have an anxiety attack. And I wouldn't. And in this 4 week period, I learned that I 100% have control over my anxiety. It doesn't have control over me. Now, to clarify, it wasn't that I didn't have moments of feeling anxious over that month. It was just that I was able to not let those anxious moments spiral out of control. And I actually learned that I was in complete control over my anxiety, not the other way around. Holy guacamole, was I empowered. I now knew that I had no more excuses for having an anxiety attack. And I swear to you that I have only had one in the past 4 years. And that one was on a 2 week family vacation where I'm sure you know things can get a little cray cray. So this leads me perfectly to the second thing I've done to axe my anxiety, and that's I learned to rationalize. Since I now knew that I was in control of my anxiety, I figured out that I could often control my own way out of it. So when I felt that anxiety coming on, I'd actually use my rational brain, which I now knew was still present since my stick experiment had worked so well, to tell myself why this particular thing I was feeling anxious about wasn't worth ruining my moment and many moments to come. Now, it wasn't that I talked myself out of being upset about something. I'd actually totally acknowledge the upsetting thing. It's just that I talked myself out of letting that upsetting thing spiral me out of control. So that time that I had a speaking gig at a college 2-hour drive away, and I mistakenly timed it completely wrong so we got into the car only 2 hours before the event started, I could have totally had a panic attack in the car as we sat in traffic. But instead, I told myself, yeah, this sucks. I suck. I did a sucky, sucky thing. But it would also suck to ruin my makeup with tears, upset my stomach with anxiety, and burden my boyfriend when there's literally nothing I can do about it other than to sit in the car and pray that Waze pulled a miracle. Which Waze did, and I got to the talk a magical 20 minutes early. Take that, anxiety. However, there are many times when rationalizing is really, really hard. And if I'm very emotionally caught up in the moment and I'm just like unable to grab one strand of my rational mind to reel in, then I do the next logical thing. I pray. Whoa, 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 whoa. Pray? Okay, this show didn't just get all religious, don't you worry. This ain't the Preaching Your Plants podcast. This praying thing I speak of has nothing to do with religion. It's about as religious of a thing as, I don't know, taking a bath. Baths aren't religious, are they? I guess they actually can be religious. Crap. Okay, I mean me praying is about as religious as me going to a baseball game. That's better. So when I'm so caught up in anxiety and I really can't seem to access any glimpse of reality to talk myself out of it, I just let go. I ask the universe for a hand. I'm just like, hey, whoever or whatever's out there that magically puts my favorite song on the radio when I'm humming it, or makes an email come in from the person I was just randomly thinking about, or makes sure the only pair of shoes left in the store is coincidentally the exact size that I wear, you. Can you help me pump the brakes on this anxiety? I'd really like to not have a breakdown right now. I'd really like to gain some composure and feel less frantic. Can you help me with that the same way you magically opened up a spot on Open Table when I just refreshed the page? Please and thank you. And by golly, it works. Okay, let that soak in, and I'm moving on to the less woo-woo now. The fourth thing that I've done to make my anxiety peace the F out is that I've actually made it hit the ground running. I've literally run my anxiety right out of town by running. Now, I do have an advantage here in that I genuinely, wholeheartedly love to run, so doing it isn't a chore. But yeah, running has dramatically helped me control my anxiety. For one, cardio just in general is scientifically super for kicking anxiety's ass. As we know from Legally Blonde, exercising releases endorphins, neurotransmitters that make us happy. And happy people just don't kill their husbands, nor have panic attacks. Cardio also burns cortisol, the infamous stress hormone that can contribute to anxiety. So burn extra cortisol, banish extra anxiety. Boom and boom. And I'm going to actually add a third scientific thing here that's kind of about cardio and running, and that's that positive, upbeat, and happy music has actually been scientifically proven to make us happier. It can release dopamine, another feel-good neurotransmitter, into our brain, which can in turn obviously make us happier. So on a scientific level, yeah, it makes perfect sense that developing a steady running routine has helped banish my anxiety. But also on an emotional level, it's an activity that I can do to like sweat anxiety right out of my bod. I will simply get on a treadmill or track or road, put on my running playlist, which is solely feel-good happy songs, and which I've linked in the show notes at partyinmyplants.com/10, and I will sprint that anxiety right out of my system. I just burn it all out of me. All that nervous, angry, excited, crazy energy just drips out of my body as sweat, and I am left feeling fit and like an entirely new, centered, balanced, lighter human being. I've personally found running to be so much better for my anxiety than yoga. Yoga just doesn't shake it out of me the same way that running does. Not to knock yoga at all, but maybe if yoga hasn't worked for you and your anxiety in the past, you might want to try a sweaty pit bull pumping cardio workout. Worth a shot. The fifth thing I've done to become an impressively less anxious human is to party in my plants. And not just because I'm trying to stay on brand. There are 101 reasons why plants can help with mild anxiety. I say mild because I'm not going to go grab a cucumber if I'm about to have a panic attack. But the bottom line is that when our bodies are healthy and in balance, our hormones are healthy and in balance, and thus our moods have a better chance of being happy and in balance. And eating a colorful, plant-based diet helps our bodies get healthy and in balance, obviously. On the other hand, crap, chemical, refined, artificial, and processed fake foods very much contributes to our anxiety. I'm not a doctor or scientist, nor do I care to be, but I can tell you that crap fake food Fs with our neurotransmitters, which can then directly F with our mood and our emotions. So it seems to me, Miss Non-Doctor or Non-Scientist over here, that my primarily plant-based and crap-free diet, which you can get a refresher on by listening to episode number 1, gives me significant ammo against anxiety. Finally, number 6 is that I've learned to actually allow my anxiety, which helps me control and ease it. Just like we all have certain foods that can always trigger heartburn, a bellyache, or a completely empty bag 4 mindless minutes later, we all have certain circumstances that can routinely stir up some anxiety in us. I've found it incredibly helpful to allow myself to get honest about the stuff that's going to stress me out rather than give myself shit for that stuff. I'm not like, what's wrong with you that you get anxious when you're at your in-law's vacation home? You suck so much. Just don't feel anxious. Does it look like that cool girl Sally who you follow on Instagram feels anxious at her in-laws? Would Jennifer Aniston feel anxious with Justin Theroux's parents? No way. So suck it up and knock it off. Okay, I don't do that. I allow myself to feel anxious for the things that cause me to feel anxious, but just give myself a leg up, a home court advantage, and the equation snuck into my graphic calculator so I can handle the situation without losing my shit. If I can anticipate it, I can't dissipate it. Wow. I literally just made that up. Wow. Go me. If I can't anticipate that being at my in-laws for this example, even though I'm not yet married, but what else do you call your boyfriend's parents, notoriously causes me to feel some anxiety, then I'll do things or bring things to dissipate it. Like I'll pack my running gear so I can escape for some me time and a sweat out the stress sesh. I'll bring my computer so I can retreat to do some work for a little bit to break things up. And I'll bring some relaxing plant-based supplements like Kava Kava, Rescue Remedy, L-theanine. And if you listen to my previous podcast episode about essential oils, you'll know that bringing lavender oil is a great idea too. Make sense? So let me quickly recap these six kick anxiety in the crotch things for you. I mean, I don't want you to feel anxious about remembering them all, you know? They're also all written out at partyinmyplants.com/10. So number one, I snapped myself out of it with stick.com and discovered that it's me, not the anxiety, who runs the show. Number two, I rationalize with myself when possible. Number three, I pray it out when it's not. Number four, I sweat the anxiety right out of me. Number five, I eat loads of plants and a minuscule amount of crap. And number six, I anticipate and allow the anxiety to give myself a home court advantage against it. Those six things are what have made me into a completely different human than I was just 4 years ago when I was having anxiety attacks on the reg. If you're in the silent percentage of people who struggle silently with anxiety, or you're relying on chemical pills to manage it, I hope hearing this stuff that I, a real life person with real bad anxiety, really did to really banish it, helps you too. And it all started with me believing that my anxiety didn't operate the remote control of my life. I did. And knowing that, unlike clenching your bum to hold in a fart, clenching your soul to hold in anxiety doesn't work. It's gonna find a way out eventually, but you can control how stinky it is or not. Perfect ending. Thanks so much for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. I hope you're feeling amped to try some of these actions to start axing your anxiety. I've helped lots of my clients attack their anxiety, as it can help lessen bloats and other belly issues. So if you'd like to dive into this topic with me individually, feel free to email me at talia@partyinmyplants.com. You can find a recap of all the steps I used to beat my anxiety that I just spoke about in this episode over at partyinmyplants.com/10.